versus the opening scripture, because something happened Friday. We wrapped up our outdoor ministry. So in Keene, this man was sitting on the bench, and I needed to speak to him. So we started sharing. He's not from the area. He just happened to be there. He liked the music, and he wanted to know what we did. So we shared the gospel in public places. And I said, you know, I go to India, and we don't leave India unless we finish praying for everyone. The villages come. The households come. We can't leave. It's like a gauntlet. When we leave the house, there's people that just want to touch us for prayer. And I go, people need prayer here, and they just walk on by. He goes, well, I need prayer. I said, oh, great. And he said, I don't trust God. My prayer is for me to trust God and for God's will to be done in my life. And I chuckled, and I said, God's going to answer that prayer. So he says, but before you pray for me, I would like for you to define my Christianity. And I didn't know what that meant. He goes, define your Christianity. Like, what are you? And I still didn't. I said, in my mind, so I'm going to give you the definition of Christianity. In my mind is one Christianity, Jesus Christ, the cross, the crucifixion, resurrected life. We're born again. And I didn't know how to quickly share that with him. So I tell you what transpired, but I'm trying to figure out, why would he ask me that question? And it wasn't from him, but it was more from the Holy Spirit, because each of us are going to be asked that question. If you want me to receive Jesus Christ and know Jesus Christ, why? Well, that's the purpose. But more importantly, what is your Christianity? And for me, until that moment, Christianity is Christianity. One. No, it's not one, according to the world. So this is from Wikipedia, Christianity. Christianity is an Abrahamic monolithic religion based upon the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. It is the world's largest religion with 2.8 billion followers, representing one-third of the population, global population. Christians are estimated to make up the majority of the population in 157 countries and territories. Christians are, Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God, who was coming as the Messiah, as prophesied in the Hebrew Bible, and as chronicled, the life of Jesus chronicled in the New Testament. So this is where I started figuring out why he was asking me what my Christianity is. Christianity remains cultural diverse in its Eastern and Western branches, as well as its doctrines concerning justification and the nature of salvation, eschatology, ordination, and Christology. Christology is the study of Jesus' life as a person. The creeds of various Christian denominations generally hold common Jesus as the Son of God, the Word incarnated, who ministered, suffered, died on the cross, but rose from the dead for the salvation of mankind, and referred to as the gospel, meaning the good news. So I can see why he was wanting to know what my definition of Christianity was. So the church is split. So the early church was known as the Great Church. It became the religion of the Roman Empire. Then it split. So then we have the Oriental Orthodoxy. Then that split to the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church. And then there was the East-West split. And then Roman Catholicism was split up by Protestantism. So what did Jesus talk about, a house divided or a kingdom divided? Can't stand. But the church will stand, according to what Jesus said. So Catholics are the largest percentage of Christians, 50%, Protestants, then it's the Eastern. So that was hindsight. So how I answered the man was, my Christianity, it's experiential. It floored him. I experienced the grace and mercy from Jesus Christ. My life changed. My life changed. Then, as I'm saved, I started reading the Bible. Even though my life changed, I was still walking in the flesh. And I gave him the testimonies of how I told him I was a wicked person, nasty person. On the outside, you think, hey, Tom's a nice guy. Oh, no. Spiritually, no. But I was learning. And I told him, I open up the Bible and I start seeing, I'm that simple person. I'm the scoffer. I'm the blasphemer. And yet God loved me. He gave the opportunity, made available for him, for me to experience his love. I didn't understand it. I was still continuing on my lifestyle. Getting there slow by slow, because the flesh didn't want to change. And that was the first time, Faith. That's when I first received Christ downstairs with my mouth. But in Romans it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God. The first part I said verbally just to get accepted. So, in my path, so this is the testimony to this man, he said, see, my Christianity is revelatory. Didn't learn it from the Bible. I knew I couldn't continue the way I was living my life. Jesus died on the cross for me, for my sins. How can I do that? So I changed my lifestyle. And I said, please understand, it wasn't a moral decision. It had nothing to do with my morality. It had to do with holiness. Jesus says, be holy for I'm holy. When I have the revelation, not the head knowledge or what I think Jesus did for me, when I had the revelation that Jesus suffered for me in each of us, how can I continue in my life? And that doesn't mean a lifestyle, it's faith. Why wouldn't I believe what the gospel said? And the third thing was my Christianity is testimonial. So I shared some pretty graphic things with him, which I haven't shared with people in a long time. It embarrasses Carol. It hurts her when I bring that up. So I don't, for Carol's sake, but, and it wasn't glorifying the old man, because I think he was in the same spot I was. Morally, spiritually corrupt, not knowing, not trusting in God, because that's his whole thing. He didn't know he can trust God. And I shared, if Jesus can take me and transform me with his love, he can transform you if you want to. But I said, you're on the right path. Because if you draw near to God, he draws near to you. And I just giggled with so much excitement. I said, God's going to answer your prayer about trusting him. He's going to show you, but it's up to you. So then I said, I'll tell you what my Christianity is not. My Christianity is not theological. It's not having a head knowledge or word knowledge of what Scripture says. I could have quoted Scripture to him the whole time without the application in my life. That's the importance of the testimony. My Christianity is not emotional. It's not an emotion. It's not an emotional response to get me out of a situation or hoping that this God, it's much deeper than that. My Christianity is not intellectual. I can't figure God out. Try not to analyze what it is. I just wanted to make sure I'm explaining this right. I can read all the books about the Bible I want. I can read everything I want about Jesus Christ. It's not the same as the experience and the love and the grace and the mercy. My Christianity is not a moral decision. It's not a financial decision. My life is good. I'm a Christian. God does bless us. As my friend said at one of the concerts, his faith in Christianity was hypothetical. I always knew Jesus could save someone, Jesus could forgive someone. It was hypothetical. He never received it for himself. My Christianity is faith in believing. And that's it. So I might not be a scholar, but when someone wants to know about Jesus Christ, I can give them my perspective, what Jesus Christ did for me. Each of us have that opportunity. What did Jesus do for me? And it's always been necessary to do that. I've been going to Bible studies. We talk about healing, Barbara. So the question is, when does God answer your prayer for healing? And the response I'm getting from the body is, when they see it. That's, Bible doesn't say that. Stand on the word, on the word, on the word, on the word. So, but when you go through it and have experience, you can share that. So that's been my mission within the body, and the response is it's been a pushback. It's like, well, no way, I don't see it. But what does God's word say? I know what God's word says, hypothetically, or emotional. I really want Sue to be healed. We know she's healed, right? We speak that out. We come in agreement. We're doing everything that the word says. So why wouldn't she be healed? But we don't look at through our sight. We just know. And the same thing with Sue. When she's going through that, she's going to be walking through that shadow of the valley of the death, going through that. But when we're going through it and we're looking for the physical manifestation of healing, it doesn't say that in the word. It's faith. So the man finally did this to me. Enough. Enough. My head can't take any more. And to me, that was a testimony of him receiving. He wasn't just listening to idle words I had to say. I was sharing life-giving words that I did go through that valley. I did experience, we all experienced the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and how to respond to that love. Continue the way we are because God is slack, right? What does Scripture say that? He's not slack. He's patient. So God was patient with me, and I'm sure God's patient with that man. But he's in a different position than I was because he was seeking the Lord, and I was going on for the ride as seeing how far I can go keeping the old nature. So that is the opening, which will lead to other things during the day. Anyone like to add or share a testimony on that?